नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। द सीरीज ऑफ आदि लघु आदि सांख्य आदि वेदांत एक्सेट्रा विल डू दिस आदि तर्क ऑल्सो। Tarka is a very comprehensive text for both the Nyaya and Vaisheshika school of logics. Both are logicians, but they both differ in different aspects. So there are two schools. One is a Nyayika, the other is a Vaisheshika. This Tarka Sangraha is a comprehensive text for both. What we are going to do is, we are going to abridge it and we are going to categorize it, tabulize it in a form which is easily understandable for today's people. What he has done is categorizing only, but the method is easily understandable in for the people of that period. But this type of understanding is easy for people who belong to this period. The whole premise of Tarka Sangraha logic is to know how to classify things, because all the philosophy, they have one basic principle: to give you realization. So the logicians accept that the realization can be gained only by gaining the knowledge of categorizing things. If you are able to categorize things, then you are realist. Means there will be no fear. See, if you don't know something, there is fear, always fear. Fear of unknown is always there. If you are able to categorize, there is no fear. That is what is the basic premise of logic. So they accept basically seven padarthas. Padartha means substance. They accept seven substances. In this, first is Dravya, Guna, Karma, Samanya, Vishesha, Samaya, Abhava. These are the seven substances they accept. Dravya, there are nine Dravyas. Dravyas means, here under the substance we have different things. Dravyas. Gunas means attributes, 24 attributes. Karmas means action. We have five types, different types of actions. Samanya. Samanya is
Nitya Dravya Vrtayaha.
Para Aprascaiti. There are two types of Samanya. Visheshatu Anantayava. There are infinite Visheshat. Samavaya is only one. Abhava, four.
We'll see each one of them in a detailed way. Now,
we have seven substances. One is Dravya, Guna, Karma, Samanya, Vishesha, Abhava, Samaya and Abhava. Samanya is the jati, the class, species. Vishesha is the speciality. Samavaya is the relationship which exists eternally in the objects, between two things, between two inseparable things. Whatever relationship is there, that is because of Samavaya. Abhava means absence, non-existence. We'll see all of them. So, Tarka Sangraha or Tarka, any logic school, works on these three basic premise. This is how any logic school, any school with little amount of logic, they work. Shastra Pravritti, this is what we call Pravritti. Uddesha, Lakshana and Parisha. Uddesha means Nama Matra Vastu Sankirtanam. Nama Matra Vastu Sankirtanam is Uddesha, just naming. Just naming an object is what is called as Uddesha. Lakshana means Asadharana Dharma. Asadharana Dharma. Pariksha means Lakshitasya Lakshanam Bhavati Nava.
Iti Vicharaha. See, whatever I say, whether you write in Sanskrit as it is written in Devanagari script or in your own language, whatever, but the main point is understand this. If you write concurrently, it will be useful. Uddesha, Navamatra Vastu Sankirtanam is the definition for Uddesha. Navamatra Vastu Sankirtanam, because everything should be defined. In logicians, they accept this basic premise.
What is it? This is Prameya. Manadina Meya Siddhihi Manasiddhischa Lakshanat.
If you want to prove Prameya, it depends upon the Pramana. If you want to prove the Pramana, Pramana depends upon the Lakshana. Manadina Meya Siddhihi Manadina Meya Siddhihi Manasiddhischa Lakshanat. This is what is the dictum. There is this Nyaya. There is another Nyaya.
Lakshana Pramana Abhyam Vastu Siddhi. Through the Lakshana and Pramana, you prove the object. Now you have Uddesha, Lakshana and Pariksha. Uddesha is a Namatra Vastu Sankirtana. Let it go.
If you say Kau, this is Uddesha. You are just naming something. What is Kau? You have to define Kau.
That is Lakshana. Sasnadi Mattum.
Sasnadi Mattva is the definition for Kau. Sasnadi Mattva means the hanging skin, the flesh that which hangs, Dula they call it in English, the flesh that which hangs below the neck for the Kau is called as Sasnadi Mattva.
Now, Pariksha means whether the Lakshitasya, Lakshita means the defined, Lakshanam definition, Bhavati Nava means possible or not.
Whether the definition for the defined is right or wrong is what is a Pariksha.
Why is this doubt? I said Sasnadi Mattam. It is a proper definition. What is there to inquire into it?
If the definition is not proper, it will not reach till the defined.
So, there are three doshas.
The definition should be devoid of these three doshas.
Avyapti, Asambhava.
Avyapti, Ativyapti, Asambhava. These are the three defects.
The Pariksha Prayojana is, you have to have a definition devoid of these three defects.
Three doshas they call.
Avyapti, Ativyapti, Asambhava. Avyapti means non-perverence.
Ativyapti means over-perverence. Asambhava means wrong. Wrong premise.
See, we will see this. Avyapti means
the definition given by the logicians for avyapti is
Lakshya Ekadesha Vrittittvam.
Lakshya Ekadesha Vrittittvam is avyapti. Lakshya Ekadesha Vrittittvam means the definition only accounts for a small portion of the defined. The definition accounts for the small portion of, only a portion of the defined, not complete. Like water.
I'll define. We want to define cow.
What is cow? Blackness is cowness, I will say. What is cow? Cow. I want to define cow. So I'll define cowness. What is cowness? Blackness is cowness. That which is black is cow. Cow is also white. Cow is also brown.
So definition will not go in the white cow, brown cow, black, other than whatever is black cow. So, Kapilattam
is avyapti dosha grasta. Kapilattam gotvam. The definition Kapilattam gotvam is a
non-perverence. Okay. Ativyapti dosha.
What is ativyapti dosha?
Lakshya vrittitve sati alakshya.
Ativyapti means the definition fits in the defined, but it also fits in the non-defined. Like I will say, shringitvam, that which has horn is cow. Cow also has horn, goat also has horn. So, shringitvam is not a proper definition. Lakshya vrittitve, lakshya means defined, vrittitve means existence. Ekadesha means one portion.
Lakshya vrittitve sati, being, sati means being, being part of the defined is also alakshya vrittittam, is also part of a non-defined. It has existence in the non-defined. Being existing in the defined, it has existence in the non-defined. This is adhivyapti. Asambhava means completely it is a ignoring the defined. If you use a definition which is completely ignoring the defined, that is called as a asambhava. Means a lakshya matra avrittittvam. Lakshya matra, only in the lakshya defined. Avrittittvam means non-existence. That which has non-existence in particularly in the defined. If it has non-existence in the defined, then there is no, the definition does not refer to the defined. Like what? Like I say, what is cow? Cow is that which has a single hoof. Cow has a split hoof. Horse, etc., they have single hoof. You say, what is that cow? Cow is that which has one hoof, single hoof. The definition does not completely ignore the defined. So that is what is called asambhava dosha. So the definition should not have any, should not be in any of these three, does not have any of these three defects. Uddesha means naming, lakshana means definition, pariksha means inquiry into the definition, whether it has any of these three defects. Now lakshana means atadharana dharma, its special quality. You have to refer to some special quality in that. That is what is the definition. Now lakshya ekadesha vrittittvam, existing in only in one portion of the defined, avyapti, existing in the defined as well as in the non-defined is ativyapti. Completely ignoring the defined is asambhava. These are the three doshas. Now for others, for the non people who belong to non-logic school or who have not gone through the logic school, for them this is jargon. But for people who have undergone the process of studying the logic, for them this is heaven. What is this? Pratiyogi, aniyogi. There are different terms like this. These terminologies the logicians use. We will see one by one when time occurs. There are things like avachinna, avacheda. In each class we will introduce to one of them. So what is pratiyogi? Now let us see. Gata bhava, absence of part, non-existence of part. Bhutala means ground. Pratiyogi means yasya bhava, the absence of which you are talking about is pratiyogi. Here absence of what are you talking about? Gata bhava. So what is the pratiyogi? Gata. Gata is the pratiyogi. Whatever object of which the absence you are talking about is pratiyogi. For gata bhava it is gata. For pot absence it is pot. For cloth absence it is cloth. Pata bhava pata. What is aniyogi? Wherever you see the absence, it's on the table or on the ground. Here I have written bhutala. Bhutala means ground. Aniyogi means yasmin abhavah, on which you see the absence. Pratiyogi means yasya abhavah, of which you see the absence. Pratiyogi means yasya abhavah, the object of absence. Aniyogi means yasmin abhavah, the place of absence. Okay. Now these two, they normally in every logic they use these terms. They'll use it very recently. Yeah. Now in that order, padartha, substance, we saw dravya. There are 9 types of dravya. In that list I said 9 dravyas. See, normally the others, they accept 10 dravyas, some 11 dravyas, different school accepts different dravyas. Here we accept 9 dravya. Okay. Prithvi, ap, tej, vay, vakasha, the 5 elements. Dik, aka, dik, dik, kala, dik, atma, manamsi. These 4 different things, they are called as dravyas. We will see one by one. First dravya is prithvi, earth. Earth is the first dravya. What is earth? Define earth. So they say gandhavati prithvi.
that which has odor, that which has smell is what is?
Prithvi.
Gandhavati Prithvi.
Odor, that which has odor is
earth. Whatever has odor, it is earth. The smell I see in this pen is earth. Defines this earth. The plastic has a smell. This is earth. If something has a smell, then categorize it to be earth. Okay.
Now, this prithvi is of two types. Nitya, anitya.
Everywhere, at least in these elements,
nitya is karana rupa. Karana means paramanu. The atoms.
Atoms are eternal. The earth atom is eternal. The space does not, in the five elements, space does not have atom. Space is eternal by itself. It is not created. So, the others, earth, water, fire and air, they have atoms. So,
what they accept is, two atoms come together,
then they are called diatoms.
Two diatoms,
when they come together, it is called as a triatom.
No, they say three, somebody accepts
three diatoms come together to form triatom.
This is dvenaka, this is trasrayano. Then, like that, four
comes together to form chatasrayano, etc. From the trasrayano period, from the triatom period, you will be able to see through the naked eyes. Normally, whatever exists here in this space is triatom. You don't see the atoms now, but when there is a sun ray, you will be able to see this. Whatever you see, specks you see in the sun ray is triatom.
Now, okay. So, they accept the paramanu as eternal.
There is a problem with the science and this also. They don't accept any special attribute in the paramanu. The paramanu of earth, paramanu of space, they differentiate though, but they don't accept any attribute in the paramanu. Paramanu is that ultimate indivisible form of atom. So, if there is no speciality in the paramanu, how can you differentiate one paramanu from other? One problem. There is no speciality, how can there be mass? This is a problem with science and this is a problem with these people also.
Anyway, we are not referring to the problem. Now, anitya. What is nitya? What is anitya? Nitya, they say, nitya is defined as a dvamsa
pratyogi. They define it as dvamsa bhinnatvesati dvamsa pratyogi. We don't see that. We don't want to add this dvamsa bhinnatvesati. We will just understand as dvamsa pratyogi. Dvamsa apratyogi. That which is not an object.
Pratyogi means object. Object of absence. That which is not an object of destruction.
Pratyogi means object of destruction.
So,
object of absence.
That which is not an object of destruction is a dvamsa pratyogi.
That which is not an object of destruction is a eternal.
That is why nitya means dvamsa pratyogi.
That is what is the definition for nitya.
Okay, this anitya, they again classify into three forms.
Sharira, indriya, vishaya, bheda. Sharira, indriya and vishaya.
Prithvi, sharira, prithvi, indriya, prithvi, vishaya.
What is prithvi, sharira, parthiva, sharira? Body like us.
Asmadadi.
Asmadadi, sharira. Asmadadi. What is indriya? Nasagravarti, the nose tip.
Nasagravarti.
Nasagravarti. Nasagravarti.
That is it. Asmadadi.
Nasagravarti.
Vishaya. Smritpashanadi.
What is object of earth? Clay, mud, sand, stone, etc. Everything is a object of earth. A part of earth.
So, Vishaya is a Mrit
Pashana. Mrit means clay, Pashana means stone. So, clay, stone, etc. are
object of earth. So, this is how they define. First, the definition they give it. Then, the different categories in that
and subcategories in that. In Nitya, there is no subcategory. There is only Nitya. There is Nitya Paramanu. That's all. The same way, we will see for the other water, etc.
So, you have to remember in this class,
Pratyogi, Aniyogi. These are two keywords. Pratyogi means the object of absence. Aniyogi means the place of absence. Pratyogi means object. We will just take it as object. But here, in this place, object of absence.
Dhamsa apratyogi, we said object, not an object for dhamsa.
Dhamsa means destruction. Not an object of negation, destruction is a dhamsa apratyogi. Okay, we will see this. Om.